Today's show is brought to you by the Blossoming the Inner Spirit program by Athena Lucene, where you learn how to embrace your spiritual giftedness and how to use them to live your most fulfilling life. Register now at blossomingtheinnerspirit.com.
This is Carib Voice Radio, and you are listening to Spirituality in the Mix of Life. I'm your host, Athena Lucene, and I trust that you had a phenomenal week last week. I trust that our show last week gave you the strength and the inspiration and the rejuvenation that's needed for you to have had a much enlightened and inspired and insight-fulfilled week. I hope that you had lots of success, prosperity, and that you're able to apply some of the concepts and some of the ideas that were presented in our show last week. On today's show, we're going to be talking about three reasons spirituality is the key in the current paradigm shift, right? Three reasons spirituality is the key during the current paradigm shift. And number one, getting right into it, is because the old paradigm is already extinct. And what I mean by the old paradigm is the old paradigm of mundane living, mundane being, a very mechanical or programmed way of existing your reality. Now, the key to this is that for some persons, the old paradigm is still very real and very relevant and very alive, you know. But this is an opportunity for you to have to let go of the old paradigm so that you can perceive higher, so that you can welcome in a new paradigm that's more fulfilling for you, that's more delightful, that's more all of the things that you will consider to be blessings. So the idea is that everyone is having and experiencing their realities, their own realities. So some persons are still living in the old paradigm. And for some persons like myself, the old paradigm is already extinct, right? For me particularly, it's been extinct for years, you know, and it's with spiritual insight. This is why your spiritual growth and your commitment to your spiritual elevation is so important, because as you grow and you evolve and you have, you embrace and incorporate more spirituality in the mix of your life, right? You're able to be more insightful and see things that, you know, that maybe some people don't even see for years down the road. And for me, I didn't necessarily see Corona or the changes in the world fair and the way things are evolving economically and globally. For me, I just was in an intuitive flow. And I said to myself, you know, I need to be more free. I need more carefree expressions of my spirit. I just need more fun, more joy, more happiness. And I know that the 9-to-5 job that I was working wasn't doing it for me, as prestigious as it was, or some may think it was. As a federal investigator, I knew it wasn't for me anymore. I knew that that frequency was not soul nourishing for me. And so for me, I was able to, you know, be more insightful and see that, you know what, see the truth beyond the illusion of the construct that was suggested. And so that's what I'm challenging you to do on this show, is to become more aware of your own spirituality and your spiritual elevation and your spiritual growth, and why it's so important to incorporate it in your day-to-day life, right? It is your key to shifting your paradigms. Now, the thing is, your spiritual growth is unique to you, and it is unique for all of us, right? Everyone is on a different, at a different place on the spiritual growth journey. Everyone is perceiving the construct of the matrix differently. Everyone is not perceiving the matrix the exact same way. Some persons think that the matrix is evil and bad, and, you know, and that there's no good that comes out of the matrix. For me, it's all good. Why? Because I have the key through my spirituality, through my spiritual growth, through my spiritual elevation, to allow all constructs, all paradigms, all programs, no matter what's going on, it all supports me in having my highest and greatest good and in experiencing abundance as I stand in the truth of my purpose. And I am inviting you and welcoming you to just consider, you know, what it would look like if you were to reflect and take the spiritual inventory to find out, are you living in the old paradigm? And what is the old paradigm? And what is the new paradigm? What does it look like for you? What would you like for it to look like? You know, the old paradigm has to do with very, basically, very programmed thinking, right? Where you're doing everything the way that society says for you to do it, right? You get up, you go to work, you work a 9-to-5 job, you know, you get married by a certain age, you have children by a certain age, you purchase a home by a certain, it's like a program that, you know, the masses live out because that's what's suggested and that's what their minds are inundated with, that's the definition of success. Well, what about your inner spirit? What about your purpose? What about the divinity within you that is always willing and able to express more life more fully for your enjoyment, for your satisfaction, for your pleasure, for your aliveness, for your vitality, for your longevity, for your joy, right? And so if you lock or shut that part of you down through the lack of commitment to your spiritual growth and how you individually perceive your spirituality, well, then you're just going to become essentially a robot, you know, literally artificial intelligence, because you are so suggestible to programming. You are now artificial. You are not an authentic and sourced filled energetic being. You know, you just become like just so programmable, like so full of programs that, you know, you're not even able to discern between natural liberty and versus suggested programs of the old paradigm. And you are not deliberately and meaningfully creating your own reality or co-creating your reality with the creator. You know, you and the creator are one, you know, you and all is one. And so if you're not deliberately, meaningfully co-creating, you know, realities and dimensions that are meaningful and that are beneficial to everyone's highest and greatest good, then you're literally just a robotic program, right? And so it's time for you to investigate, are you living the old paradigm of you just going on mindlessly, senselessly, just doing what you're told to do? Do you consider yourself a liver of the masses? Like, do you live the way that the masses live? Or do you find yourself the type of person to think outside the box? Do you find yourself the type of person to do things in the way that it feels right for you, that's unique for you? Or are you just literally doing things because that's just the way everybody else does it? That's just the way society says to do it. That's just the way. Are you living out of fear of not being approved of, or fear of standing out, or fear of, you know, not blending in with everyone else? The idea is for you to not blend in with everybody else. That's why you are a unique spark of the divine. That's why you have a unique energetic pattern, a synergy of your energy. That's why you have, you know, you look very different. You know, that's why there's, even with twins, there is a distinction somewhere. So the idea is that start investigate to see if you're living out the old paradigm and to see if it's extinct for you, or to see if it's still very alive and real for you in your reality. And the second thing I would say is that this is not number two, it's not step two, but it's to go along with number one, is to now release, right? Now shift so that the old paradigm can become extinct for you. And spirituality is the only way you can make that distinction. Spirituality, your unique relationship with all, your unique inner harmonious relationship with the creator, with yourself, that rhythmic dance, that's what's going to be that navigational key for you. That is what's called your spirituality, your own connection with the Creator, your own connection with yourself, your inner spirit. And from there, you can decide, well, what's true for you and what's true for you. You can investigate, why do you do things the way you do it? Why do you speak the way you speak? Why do you believe the way or the things you believe about what you believe? Why? Start investigating. Is that because you were suggested to believe that? Or is it because you truly authentically believe that because there's something about that belief that's soul nourishing? You got to start asking questions. You know, you got to start implementing some knowledge, implementing some understanding and some wisdom in your life. You got to start being a thinker. You have to start thinking for yourself and stop allowing other people to think for you. Stop allowing other person's suggestions, no matter who they are, to be the most important influential, thought or idea when it comes to something for you. You have to be your own thinker in your mind, and you have to be very clear on how you feel about your life, situations in your life, whether they're challenges, whether they're whatever you're perceiving, everything you're perceiving, you must be clear, absolutely clear about why you're perceiving it that way. And if the way you are perceiving it is healthy for you, is beneficial for you, is uplifting for you. And if it's not, you must flush it. Flush it, as Aubrey says, flush it, you know? And so number one is the old paradigm. It's extinct. I want to invite you to that concept. The old paradigm is extinct. If you're living that old paradigm, it's now extinct. Because spirituality is about forward movement. Spirituality is about constant evolution. Spirituality is about a constant sense of more, greater expansion. Spirituality is all about depth. Spirituality is all about the allness of everything, of all creation, and just being in a flow and being in a synergy with that flow, right? And I am explaining it and expressing it through my perception. I'm sharing my perceptions with you. And it's for you to find or investigate within yourself if what I'm saying resonates with you. And if it resonates with you, then there's something there that's universally true. There's a universal law or a universal principle or a universal creative geometric template that is vibrating in alignment with what I'm saying, so that it now creates a resonancy within you, where within you it feels like, oh, that feels true for me. That feels calm. That feels supportive. That feels loving. You know, I can feel myself remembering and rediscovering something within myself that went dormant. So if that's true for you, then that's okay. And if it's not true for you, that's also okay. Because everyone is perceiving life through their frame of reference. And it's all okay. What I'm saying is your own spirituality is your savior. Your own spiritual connection to the Creator, to your inner spirit, that is what your savior is. That is my savior. And I'm sharing my frame of reference with you, so that you can, you know, decide for yourself, you know, is that true? Is it not true? And then take what's true for you and then leave the rest. The idea is for you to just be inspired, for you to be rejuvenated, for you to be reinvigorated, and for you to just take what you need for this point where you are in your life, apply it, and move forward. Even if you don't know how to consciously do it, that's okay. Because there is an inner spirit within you that's guiding you. Your spirituality is very much alive, even if you're not consciously aware of the depth and the strength and the power of it as yet. As you continue to consciously expand, it will become more effortless for you to have and be in the realization of your unique spiritual connection and spiritual expression. So the old paradigm is now extinct. Now it's time to move forward. And our spirituality is where you're going to be able to see the old paradigm and to see that it no longer works, so that you can now asking deeper, more profound questions and evolve and elevate to more conscious states of mind. So where you're now asking better questions. So number two, the second reason why spirituality is a key in the current paradigm shift is because now with more consciousness, now with more spiritual insight, now with more living of life, now number two is what are you and what is a new paradigm? What is it evolving into? What is meaningful for you, right? This is key for you to be clear about because as creators, you have to know what you're creating. You have to know what you're flowing energy towards. You have to know what you're formulating thought vibrations towards by thinking day in, day out, throughout your day about the world, the new paradigm that you're creating. And so it's more expansive. So it's a paradigm now. It's an opportunity to create and co-create a paradigm of peace, more peace of mind, more well-being. And the thing about peace of mind is that maybe 5 years ago, believe it or not, 5 years ago, I realized I had this an epiphany that peace of mind is a blessing. I had no idea that peace of mind was a blessing because I've always had peace of mind. I've always been blessed with peace of mind. And it wasn't until about 5 years ago as life, you know, as I started getting older and, you know, now my friends and persons around me, persons are older now and life is unfolding for each of us. And that's when I started realizing that not everybody had peace of mind. Not everybody had peace of mind. And I thought to myself, oh my gosh, peace of mind is a blessing. And, you know, peace of mind is the foundation for every great manifestation, for every great fulfillment of you know, something that's meaningful for you to have. Because when you are creating from a state or a level of peace of mind, it's like your magic, the magic of the manifestation is more powerful. It happens quicker. It is more harmonious when it happens. So when something manifests that you want to manifest, it's like you have the manifestation, but then you have the harmony all around the manifestation. It's not like one thing manifests and then something else goes bad. No, it's like something meaningful manifests for you, but then everything else is in harmony of that manifestation and everything. You're surrounded by more peace, joy, and fulfillment and contentment and peace of mind with each manifestations, right? So life gets greater and greater. But that's kind of like a whole different topic. But essentially, through your spirituality, what I'm saying, reason number two, through your spirituality and through that spiritual insight, you can now perceive and start thinking about what you are manifesting, that new paradigm that you're manifesting. Because we know we are so done with this old paradigm of suffering, jealousy, envy, scarcity, you know, tragic deaths, you know, heartbreak, disappointments. I mean, you can fill in the rest. I mean, we all know what the old paradigm consists of, you know, working for that boss that you hate working for, or those relationships, those family dysfunctional, toxic relationships. It's time to just flush all that and just dissolve all of those energy patterns and now embrace a paradigm that is full of soul nourishing relationships, persons who are genuinely excited about you, people who you can be excited about, people who are up to big things in the world, you know, just as you are, people who inspire you, who you inspire. It's all about, you know, going back to like taking care of the planet, going back to the natural states of, you know, growing food, you know, food that's going to be healthy and not toxic for your body. Going back to the states of just natural being and natural liberty, you know, happiness where people are just loving on each other. There is no negative, dense emotions because everybody feels whole within themselves. So when you feel whole within yourself and when you truly love yourself and appreciate your own divinity for what it is, your own expression of divinity for what it is, there's no need to be envious of anybody else's divinity because it's glorious, but so is your divinity. And ultimately, it's the same divinity, you know, at the core that's expressing uniquely through another person. So it's a world or a paradigm that's full of more overall happiness and contentment, where persons now can live beyond 100 years. Because why? People actually love life. People are actually able to sustain their feelings of fulfillment and happiness about life. So it's like we are now in a very important time. It's an exciting time. It's a time of awakening to higher truth. It's a time of awakening and clearing and opening up more pathways of higher mind consciousness, so that we can say, wouldn't it be nice to create a world and to live in a world and to manifest a world powerfully, individually and collectively, that is not full of suffering, that's not, you know, full of the things that would make you feel like checking out early. Seriously, you know, so many deaths are occurring, and there's no judgment there, because, you know, if a soul has lost its way and it needs to reset through the process of death or transition to just rest and recuperate and allow that their spirit to fly and soar, so that they can rejuvenate and co-create with the creator and be in a telepathic communication with the creator, that's okay. There's no judgment. I know it causes pain on us when, you know, a loved one decides to transition, or through their relationship, through their purpose, through whatever, you know, happens in that spiritual telepathic communication with the creator, or the creator, you know, as, you know, a lot of us would say in the third dimensional plane, the creator calls you home. It's like, it's a co-creating dance. So if your spirit is tired, if you just want to go back to the creator honors that. Do you see? So it's, everything is co-creation. Everything is co-creation. This is why it's important to have fun in life. You know, you can't fool nature. You know, if you're not excited about life, if you're not loving your life, if you're emotionally tired, if you're depressed, if your body is physically ill, guess what's the next natural thing is your transition, your death. So it's like, this is why it's important to choose life deliberately, and also to be excited about life as we're evolving to a more expansive paradigm that, by the way, has not fully manifested yet. It's manifesting, but it hasn't fully manifested yet. For some persons, it's manifested more than others, but there is no competition. It's just that things are manifesting at different rates based on everybody's different place where they are in the spiritual growth journey, and where they are in the states of their consciousness and what they're perceiving for their reality. Because we're all just little realities walking around, you know, interfacing with each other, as, you know, the universe and the creator is divinely orchestrating and co-creating, you know, the interactions based on the vibrational frequencies of each person. So if you are happy, if you're a happy person, you're going to tend to find that you're around other happy people too, because that's the way it works. That's the way energy works. That's the way vibrational frequencies work. Like attracts like. So it's like, and the more you're spiritually growing, the more you're going to be guided to be around other persons who are also serious about their spiritual growth and have an awakened first eye, so that they can see and discern between the physical and the non-physical. So, and the reason number two, the reason why, the second reason spirituality is the key in the current paradigm shift, is because you need to have vision towards where you're creating. And you need spirituality in order to have the vision towards the life that you're creating for yourself and for your space and your environment and for everyone else. Because as we're creating for ourselves, we're also wishing love and peace and blessings for everybody else. So number three, the third reason why spirituality is the key in the current paradigm shift, is because spirituality is what gives you that balanced, that mind and heart balanced, so that you can live more harmoniously, right? Because it's kind of like a balance of the feminine and the masculine energy. You have to be balanced, and we all need both sides and both energies, so that we can have a dynamic mind, but also a dynamic heart, so that we can open up more discernment in our personal lives, even in our professional lives, so that we can open up more guidance, more spiritual guidance, so we can tap into more divine intelligence. Because the thing about it is, if you're all in your feminine and you're like expressing like a, you know, a quote unquote wispy woman, like, or someone who's like a doormat, that's not loving to yourself and that's not beneficial to you or the reality you're creating, the new paradigm you're creating, the up-leveled paradigm that you're creating. You need both. You have to be loving, but also assertive. You have to be, you know, open-minded to change, but also have heart with everything that you're doing. You know, it's not yes or no, black and white. Life is life, and life is way too more complex or dynamic than yes and no, because everybody's situation is different. There's so many things that comes together to formulate any unique experience that a person is experiencing. And on top of that, we're all multidimensional beings. So there's no way it can just be yes and yes or no, black or white, right? There has to be a balance of mind and heart synergy so that, you know, there's a continual harmonious orchestrating flow so that things are more effortless, so things just flow more meaningfully, so that things are always just in a propensity for everybody's highest and greatest good. So mind and heart balance just has to do with knowing, you know, for instance, you know, what relationship to let go of. You know, some people really struggle with family dynamics because the mind and the heart is not balanced, you know, or that toxic marriage or that toxic relationship, you know, with a boyfriend or a girlfriend, right? Or even just in friendship. If your mind and your heart isn't balanced, you're going to continually feel plagued emotionally, you know, or mentally. You know those type of persons where their minds are always going and they can't really seem to just relax their mind. Well, it's because they're in overload. They're expressing imbalance. And so the spirituality is what is giving you that guiding, that intuitive guiding compass to keep you aligned and balanced with how you're perceiving your reality mentally, but then also from a heart space. You know, the space of compassion, you know, giving compassion to others, yourself and others, giving the compass to the perception of a higher mind, input and output that's beneficial in any given situation as you are navigating through life and as you are growing with your experience, as you're ascending in your spirituality, as you are learning, as you're having fun, as you're actualizing and activating your purpose and standing in it more expansively. So there's so many different multidimensional facets that's occurring all at once. And so mind and heart balance is what's going to keep you on point, keep you aligned, keep you steady, keep you from jumping off the cliff, as they say, or jumping off the bridge, run into the edge of the cliff, right, and jumping off, or jumping off a bridge just because a negative suggested program is introduced, or, you know, whether it's through TV programming or whether it's through somebody else who's experiencing their reality, but they've lost that balance. So now they're projecting a lot of strong negative emotions towards you. And now all of a sudden you feel depressed. Well, your mind and heart balance is what it's like, this aura of protection around you, because you're able to be steady. And it's a practice. You know, spirituality is a practice. You must embrace it and practice it day to day. It's not something that just happens out the blue. You know, I have been aware of my spiritual journey for decades. You know, I am grateful that I have always been present. Of course, more fully as I became older and wiser and more experienced. But I was always aware that there was a consciousness that was all around me and all around us. And that is everywhere, you know, that is the creator, that is the consciousness of the creator, that is life force. And so I've always been intuitive and sensitive and aware of that essence. And as the years have went by, I have, you know, been able to receive divine downloads and be able to you know, have a sense of mind and heart balance. It doesn't mean that, you know, I don't have my moments where I need to reset and I need to recalibrate my energy, because, you know, I definitely have my moments as well where I dip in my frequency and, you know, something may happen in my personal life or my, you know, professional life. And, you know, it's upsetting to me. And all of a sudden, you know, I'm spiraling down in emotion. But through my spirituality, I have learned how to minimize or the time that it's taken for me to actually recalibrate, look at the situation with a clear mind and an open heart, and learn the lessons and be able to perceive the spiritual insight so that I can move powerfully forward. So that, number one, that kind of downward spiral of emotions about something not going the way I wanted it to go or expected it to go, I'm able to manage negative, so-called negative emotions to the point where it's like I'm able to perceive and replace any negative emotions or thought vibrations with something more positive and something more beneficial. That's why they say a mind is a terrible thing to waste, is because your mind is what is creating your perception of your reality. So keep your mind clean, keep your mind strong, nourish your mental health. You know, perceive things always in a way, do your best to always think of and look at things from a viewpoint that's going to actually be beneficial. Even if it hasn't manifested yet, just still say all is well. Just still, no matter what, say all is well, even if you are amidst, like, how they would call it, like, the deep, dark hour of the night, right? Just continually to soothe yourself, be your own soother. Self-soother, say to yourself, think to yourself loving thoughts that's going to comfort you during those lonely and hard times. And tell yourself that all is well. And the more you tell yourself all is well, the more your mind will be uplifted and allow you to perceive, you know, the light then at the beginning of the day, right? Or at the end of the night. So we would absolutely love to hear your comments, as always. What triggered, or what did this show inspire? What thoughts did this show inspire for you? Did you feel a sense of resonancy? Can you think of any personal experience that you may have had that has been triggered, that triggered a memory of that experience and that you may want to share? And you can forward that to AthenaLucene at spiritualityinthemix.com. You can email your comments there, where I will personally read your comments and reply. If you have questions, if you wanted any more clarification about something that I've stated during the show, or if you just want to give your overall feedback, that's okay. Go ahead and email AthenaLucene@spiritualityinthemix.com, and I will be, it will be my absolute delight to receive those comments. So I'm wishing you a very productive week ahead, encouraging you to stay spiritually centered, stay grounded, you know, be aware, be open and willing to perceive more spirituality in your life, more synchronicities, more alignment, and most of all, maintain your mental health and take good care of you. Stay true to you, and, you know, explore what is true for you and nourish yourself and truly be your own best friend. Because no one really is going to love you the way that you can love and appreciate yourself. And from that love and self-appreciation, others, other realities and dimensions that are existing simultaneously with you will become in one accord and also nourish you and reflect and show up in your reality in the equal vibrations of self-love and appreciation that you're emitting for yourself. So that's it for now. I'm Athena Lucene. This is Carib Voice Radio, and you are listening to Spirituality in the Mix of Life. Abundant blessings and blissful moments.
Hey guys, it's your girl Iska, and you are listening to CaribVoiceRadio.org, the edutainment station.
Space Radio.